Introduction. Dear God, prayer is not about changing God, but being willing to let God change us. Richard Rohr. I was almost 30 years old before I sent my first text message. It was on my Motorola flip phone, a marvel of modern technology that is now considered a relic. My friend Newman sent me my first text. "What up, man? We should hang," smiley face. As profound as his text was, I had no idea what it was. I knew who it was from, but I didn't know how to respond. So I called him. "Dude, what was that?" "What was what?" he replied. "That email you sent to my phone. What was that?" Don't judge. This was the early aughts, pre-iPhone, pre-DM, pre-GIF. It was a simpler time in those days. He told me about texting and how I could reply by pressing the numbers on my phone multiple times to get the letters that I needed to spell the words that I wanted. Note to millennial readers. Back then, mobile phones used to serve only for making phone calls and playing the occasional game of Snake. There was no keyboard. Each number on the phone's keypad had letters associated with it. 2 equals ABC, 3 equals DEF, 4 equals GHI, and so on. To get to the letter C, you had to press the 2 button 3 times. The letter E took 2 pushes of the 3 button. You get the idea. I spent the next 5 minutes after our call composing my first text. "Thanks, man. This is cool." Fast forward a little more than a decade. Our daughter Gigi was sending me texts filled with emojis. All the emojis, at 6 years old. At a very young age, our kids learned how to text. Now they send texts to their friends. They send GIFs to me and my wife. They send videos to their grandparents. To them, texting is native. They took to it naturally. What was new to me is normal to them. It's just another way they communicate. The same could be said of prayer. It may seem new, unfamiliar, and a little clunky, until it isn't. Eventually, prayer becomes innate and normal. Talking with God can become as natural as talking with a friend. With presence, patience, and practice, prayer becomes another way to communicate. Perhaps the most important way. One that communicates the most important things about your life. It can become easier and more essential. You can and will find your way, find your voice, and ultimately, find God more present and available than you could have ever possibly imagined. When praying seems hard. I've been a pastor for more than 20 years, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard the following. "I just don't know how to pray. I didn't grow up doing this kind of stuff. I found it hard to pray after this loss. I'm too angry at God to pray right now." I get it. I've had my fair share of frustration and struggle with prayer. Years ago, my father-in-law died suddenly and unexpectedly.